Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 6:04. This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Just 1 week away from Election Day, an average of polls of Pennsylvania voters shows former Vice President Joe Biden leading incumbent President Donald Trump by about 5 percentage points. Around this time in 2016, those same polls had Hillary Clinton favored over Trump in the Commonwealth, some even by double digits. So now many Pennsylvanians are wondering, can we trust the polls in 2020? WHYY's Robbie Broad has more.
Pennsylvania polls in 2016 largely predicted Hillary Clinton to carry the state. The Center for Opinion Research at Franklin and Marshall College projected her winning the Commonwealth by 11 points. She ended up losing by less than 1%. Director Burwood Yost says disdain for both candidates led to more people making up their minds late.
What we saw from the exit polls was a number of late deciding people who made up their mind in the last week of the campaign that heavily broke for Donald Trump. And there was a group of about 17% of the people in this state who had an unfavorable opinion of both candidates, and they also broke heavily for Trump.
Also, Yost says, FNM stopped polling on the exact same day that FBI Director Jim Comey announced he was reopening the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. Fallout after that was missed in the poll. Yost estimates about half as many voters are undecided now compared to this point in the 2016 race. Robbie Broad, WHYY News.